apply today.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well as we are halfway through the work week. Kate Delaney, your captain of the ship called America tonight. We're going to take you on a couple of different voyages for this show anyway, and it includes what's happening with Barack Obama on that trip to the Middle East, touching down in Saudi Arabia. In fact, getting ready right now, pretty soon coming up later in the day, for that speech in Egypt, which is supposed to rock the Middle East, because Barack Obama, of course, has some popularity. In fact, probably one of the more popular American presidents for his comments about the Muslim world than any of our more recent presidents. But what does that mean? Does that mean that there actually will be a brokered peace deal? I'll tell you one person who wants nothing to do with a peace. That would be Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who continues to pour out this rhetoric that there was no Holocaust, that it's made up, and Israel is lying, that it's false, that they're completely wrong about what has happened in history. So there's no way Ahmadinejad and Benjamin Netanyahu from Israel will break bread anytime soon. So when you talk about a Palestinian state and, of course, an Israeli state coexisting together, pretty tough, I think, to make that become a reality. But that's the idea with Barack Obama going to this making this Middle East trip to try to soothe over, certainly as well, some feelings. Some people are calling it the apology trip. Here's what Barack Obama had to say from Saudi Arabia.
This is my first visit to Saudi Arabia, but I've had several conversations with His Majesty, and I've been struck by his wisdom.
Yeah, thank you.
And his graciousness. Obviously, the United States and Saudi Arabia have a long history of friendship. We have a strategic relationship. And as I take this trip, and we'll be visiting Cairo tomorrow, I thought it was very important to come to the place where Islam began, and to seek His Majesty's counsel, and to discuss with him many of the issues that we confront here in the Middle East. So I just want to, again, thank him for his extraordinary generosity and hospitality, and I am confident that working together, the United States and Saudi Arabia can make progress on a whole host of issues of mutual interest.
All right, so you could hear just a little bit of a, he gave you a little bit of a preview of his thoughts heading into this speech in Egypt. It's interesting because they say in Egypt about 60% of the people are saying that the most critical thing facing their country is the Arab-Israeli peace process. And there are a lot of people that were pushing Obama not to paint a broad picture, to be very specific and not speak in general terms, that sort of thing, to give them some meat, in other words, something that they can take away from this. They want to hear about Egypt, I'm sure, because that's where it is, and also what America can do as far as the Arab-Israeli conflict is concerned. Now, this, of course, comes on the heels of the White House meetings with King Abdullah of Jordan and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, and also the Palestinian Authority, the president there, Abbas. And I guess this is trying to build on these expectations that people in the Middle East have for Obama and for the United States. And one of the things that Obama is saying is that if you took all the Muslims in America, you'd have the biggest Muslim state. He's going to certainly push that, that America has a good view of the Muslim world, that don't feel that all Americans don't look to extend the olive branch, although I certainly don't think that's true. And if you look at recent polls, you see that there are few Americans that actually have a very good view of the Middle East, or specifically Muslims. And I think it's not Muslims as a whole. We're talking about the extremism. We're talking about the jihadists and Taliban, Al-Qaeda, etc., all that, Hamas, which, of course, is on the other side. But this is a very, very important trip because this could be a game changer. But will it be a game changer? And I'm going to tell you, I think it's highly unlikely. I say this over and over again, but we all know this. Go back in your history books. We're talking about thousands of years, thousands of feelings, and I don't think he can flip that switch and make it happen. I don't think he can. There are other presidents who have tried to broker that, and it seems as though everybody's nice. They go to Camp David, shake hands, get a picture, you know, that photo op. But then what happens in reality, somehow it all blows apart. And if I'm the prime minister of Israel, Netanyahu, I can't be feeling good about what I'm hearing out of Iran. And I can't be feeling good about the situation with the nukes either. So it'll be interesting to see what some of the specifics are that will come out of Obama's speech in Egypt. And certainly we'll have that for you on America Tonight. I mean, it's a fair question. What is your view of the Muslim world, America? How do you feel about Islam? And I would say, because this is a smart audience, I would venture to say that you do know the difference between extremists, nuts, people who want to kill the Western world and America and Americans, versus calm, peaceful people who just want to live their religion, praise Allah, do the praying they do, live by their version of the Quran, which is different than the extremist version, right? 800-259-5791 to jump on the show. 800-259-5791. Also, Osama bin Laden releases a tape. It's a still photo and a voice recording. At Langley, they're trying to authenticate it. I'm sure they're going to come back and say they will. From what at least one source I have says, it looks like this is pretty authentic. But it's more of the same hateful messages, and specifically about Pakistan and what America wants to do. And ultimately, it's crazy to me that nobody has been able, and infuriating to me, as somebody who was in New York on 9/11, it's infuriating to me about bin Laden, the fact that bin Laden is still running around. If he's not dead, and he's able to just slam the United States, constantly batter whatever particular thing it is, this time I guess it's Pakistan, it's just beyond me that the minds that we have in the United States, and certainly some of the other folks fighting terrorism, some of our other allies, that you put all these brains together and we just cannot get this guy. Would it not be the best day, the day that finally there would be, I think, retribution for September 11th? In catching him, I would say so. So Al Jazeera, the Arabic language television network, aired the message on Wednesday saying the statement was a voice recording by bin Laden. As I said, the tape's authenticity, they're trying to make sure or make certain at Langley that it is bin Laden. We're coming back on the flip side here on ATN.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Celebrities in the world. For some reason, I'm always curious about this. Forbes releases a celebrity list, the top people on the list. You're not going to be surprised who it is. It's usually the same folks. You'll have an Oprah, an Angelina Jolie, a Jennifer Aniston, those kind of people. And I'll run down it for you. And there may be a few surprises, a few that you might not have heard of. But most likely, it's the same folks every year. You just, like a deck of cards, you just shuffle them. Each and every other week, Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, joins us on America Tonight. It's such a pleasure to have him on. He's written oodles of books and knows so much about the collecting industry. I mean, just he's just a fountain of information. So it's your chance to call and ask about your collectibles, or even if you have a question about collecting something, anything you're curious about. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been really, really good. Have you been traveling and doing some appraising?
I have been doing some appraising. I've been getting a lot of institutional appraising right now. You know, with things being what they are in the current economy, a lot of institutions are looking at their stuff and saying, hey, what is it worth? Do I have things here I could sell? It's a strange world, Kate. And the other thing is, too, is in the antiques and collectibles field, the high end of the market is doing okay. It's still bringing fairly decent money, and we're seeing a lot of great prices out there, and so, you know, it's kind of a strange thing, but true. We want to remind our listeners, too, I know they can email you with their questions, right?
That's right. You can email me. And a lot of people do because they're working, so they do it that way. It's americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And, of course, we also have a mailbag that you can send.
Well, we do have a mailbag, Kate, and that's one of the reasons why I mentioned this is because we have a letter in the mailbag from my end. You know, we give out my email address from time to time, harrylrinker@aol.com. And we give out my address from time to time, as I said. And we did get an email in from one of our listeners out in Missouri.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's hear what they had to, what they asked you.
Well, he said, I listen to you on America Tonight. I have a ball-type cap. I'm assuming a baseball cap.
Mm-hmm.
Signed by the late J.T. Walsh. 2 weeks before he passed away, we were on a cruise ship headed to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. I do have a video of the adventure. I was wondering if the cap has any worth. I'm assuming, I think J.T. Walsh was the coach of the 49ers, right?
Did he mean Bill Walsh?
Well, no, who's J.T. Walsh?
I don't know. What was the ball cap?
Well, it says a ball-type cap signed by J.T. Walsh. Now, that's interesting. Now, this is my fault. I should have looked this up. Maybe we need to get some help from our listeners here.
Well, no kidding. The J.T. Walsh, I thought J.T. Walsh, and I could be wrong about this, but it is a famous actor. He's been in a ton of movies that I've seen over the years. You would know him, his face, Harry, if you saw him. He was just one of those great character actors, very, very famous
from that point
of view. Like I said, people would know him. He was nominated for, you know, some television Emmys, and it's got to be him if he says J.T. Walsh, because he did die.
All right, if it is in fact that person, and boy, I apologize for not looking it up myself. Now I'm going to get angry at myself for not doing this. Value-wise, it's going to be under $50. Now, you know, I can remember a cruise I was on, because, you know, they often have sports guys on the cruises. And is there anybody in the Hall of Fame? I know that, generally. And I suppose they could have old actors on cruises, too. I mean, I've done some personality cruises myself over the years, for one reason or another. And, why not, you know?
Well, I think we have Harry. I think we have somebody. I don't know who it is. I couldn't hear, but somebody in Montana is listening to us, and they may know who J.T. Walsh is. If it's not the J.T. Walsh, then I'm thinking the well-known character actor who died a while ago.
Yeah, okay. Who's that?
Who's on the line?
Okay, this is Rip from Montana.
Hey, do you know who it is?
Who's J.T. Walsh?
I don't know who J.T. Walsh is.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Is there a question about anything St. Clair's we can answer for you, though?
Well, I've got some signed copies of first edition Mark Twain books, and I have some fossilized baby dinosaurs.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's talk about the signed editions of the Mark Twain books first.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure it's his signature and not a signature printed in the front of the book?
I am absolutely sure, because he even wrote a note out to this gal. It was a friend of mine's great aunt. And she had affluent connections, and she would go to his book signings, et cetera, when he would put out new editions and everything, and he would write these little... well, I can't say little. Some of them are like a page and a half notes.
Ooh, that's
to her.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, well, one of the things, because a lot of the reprint editions of Mark Twain's books, as well as a lot of other authors, contained signatures on the front page that were really engravings of their signatures, and that were done as part of the printed process. Now, you have signed Twain material, depending on the books and depending on the editions of the books, you could start in the $5 to $7.50 range and go up from there, I would think.
Okay.
And
well,
the ideal thing for you to do is go to the website abebooks.com. Have you been up there at all?
No, sir. I don't do computers, and my wife is asleep.
Okay. Well, what you need to do is go down to your public library or go somewhere where there's computer access and go to the website abebooks.com, abebooks.com, abebooks.com. Twain was particularly generous with his signature, so it's not like they're a rarity on this one. Now, what may be rare may be the length of the inscriptions and what's said in the inscriptions, and that may add to the value. But when you go up to abebooks.com, you type in Twain, you type in the title of the book, and you type in the publisher, and that should bring up all similar books. You'll find signed copies among them if you look hard enough. If you want to send me some of the titles and so forth, I can look it up for you if you can't. But then you need access to a computer to email either Kate or I as well.
Okay.
But, you know, the minimum value would be in the 500 plus range, I would think.
Okay, well, evidently this is a pretty good-looking lady because he obviously flirted with her.
He may have, actually.
It was kind of cute, you know, listening and reading.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, he knew this gal pretty good, and obviously he thought she was quite attractive.
Wow, I'm curious about it. Yeah, that's interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, I have an interesting Mark Twain story for you, Kate.
Yeah.
I was doing an appraisal clinic one time, and I forgot where it was, but in walks this person with this table and says, "This is a table Mark Twain wrote a lot of his stuff on." And I'm thinking, yeah, right, you know. And I said, well, okay, how do you know this? Well, Mark Twain had a home in Elmira, New York, and she said when his widow died, my father was a housekeeper, and she gave us the table. She also gave us a pair of statues. I said, okay, ma'am. I said, this is a great story. Listen, here's a stereo card of Mark Twain's home. You know the old stereopticon cards?
Yeah.
Say, look here, there's a table, there's the two statues, and it says on the bottom, Mark Twain's room. And I said, ma'am, that's the table Mark Twain put his stuff on.
Wow, that's incredible.
Man, that's the kind of proof you like to have.
No kidding. Harry, boy, the segment flew by. Thanks so much. I'm glad that we got that straightened out, that was such an interesting call. We'll see you again in 2 weeks.
No problem. Listen, have your listeners email me, harryllrinker@aol.com, and maybe I'll do a little bit of better homework and figure out
sweet,
who
we got
it. Is here.
For the safety of your loved ones, listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Speaking of a hot summer night, that's coming my way soon. Anybody pay attention to the weather? Suddenly I've become like a weather hound. I have an iPhone, and I program in all the places I used to live so I can see how much cooler it is. And, of course, where I'm living, no, 98 degrees over the weekend. I just look at it, and it's just a sweltering sun, and I don't even like looking down the list. But you know that seven-day forecast thing? That they plop it up on the news, and then you look ahead? I bet a bunch of you out there are doing the same thing. How many of you pay attention to the weather when you listen to local radio or any of that sort of stuff? I'm thinking a lot of you do. I didn't used to pay attention to the weather as much, but since I always seem like I'm ill-prepared for what the day brings, I've decided to pay attention. Coming up, I'm going to tell you about that list of the celebrities that was released by Forbes magazine. But I want to say something about the supplements I've been taking. I'll call them supplements. It's not really supplements. It's all natural. I have never endorsed anything. The whole time where I was in New York on the Fan or on KRLD in Dallas or the Ticket or whatever, but no supplemental things like Centrition. And what happened was I decided to try it, and I've now started this, you know, I've started this Centrition. And it's been incredible. I've had a great reaction to it. So I've had a bunch of you email me, where can I find out more about Centrition? When are you going to have Stephen Rogers back on? He's coming back on next week, and he can tell you more about some of the stuff that they're doing with the products. Because they have a whole bunch of different things, like even a cleanse that's a tease, and I just started to take that too. I love it. But you can go to Shentrition.com. Shentrition.com. It's easy to remember. It's just S shentrition.com. Shentrition.com. Al emailed me from Illinois and he said, are you saying shoe-trition? It's not shoe-trition. It's Shentrition. And the reason I did it is because it was all natural, so I figured, well, it's not going to harm me and hopefully it's going to help me, and it has. I have this extra energy that's kicked in for me, all this exhaust that you have, especially you people know that are listening. When you do anything on the third shift or you're a night owl or an insomniac, it's tough to have a regular life because most people operate 9 to 5. Even if they work extra hours, they still, the big chunk of the world operates on a different schedule than you. So this has really, really been just absolutely a game changer, absolutely incredible. But he'll fill us in on some more of the details when he joins us again next week. How about some applause from that studio audience? We need to give them some Shentrition. They sound fatigued, having that chronic stress. Yep. It is. It's good stuff, man. Good way to heal your body. Bounce back. It's been interesting to watch this process with Sonia Sotomayor, because when she first hit the scene, I mean, you know, she's been a judge. She certainly has been appointed. In fact, she was appointed at one point by Bush himself, the first Bush, and then Clinton also kind of moved her up the ranks, if you will, and she's been involved in all levels of the law. There's been a lot of conversation about what would she be like as a justice, and will she be similar to David Souter? Will she be militant? Will she be reverse racist? Some of the crazy things that have come out, some of the things that she's talked about in speeches have come back, I think, to rear their ugly head and cause some of the conversation that you've heard on talk radio. But I think really she's going to probably even be more moderate than Souter. And so far what she's saying behind closed doors is exactly that. But here's what's interesting. A lot of people, because of the unfamiliarity with her, a lot of people are just butchering her name. And I noticed when I was watching Meet the Press, that was the one that really stood out to me, David Gregory. You know, and that happens. You're talking and it just comes out wrong. But David Letterman did a thing on his show the other night, and they had a bunch of clips of different people trying to pronounce this judge's name, who probably is going to be our next Supreme Court justice. So check it out.
President Obama's pick for the Supreme Court. Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
For Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sandra Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Susan Sotomayor.
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 Sonia Sotomayor.
Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sonia Sotomayor, only if you ran off the H.
Sotomayor. Sotomayor. You did not say that.
Whatever.
You gotta love that. Sotomayor, that's how you say it. I always say, when you do radio shows, you always say, why can't people just be named Smith? or some easy name, Joe, Smith, Ann, whatever. It's never that way. So a lot of people, like I said, unfamiliar with her. Darren is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Darren.
Hey, actually, it's Aaron.
Hey, how are you, Aaron?
I'm good. And please don't ask me to pronounce your name, because I'm sure I get it wrong. So.
Sotomayor, you can say it.
Sotomayor?
There you go. You said it.
Do
you know you were better than the guy who's doing Meet the Press? Maybe you're in the wrong profession.
There you go. Yeah, I'm trying to learn Spanish here and there, so maybe it's working.
That's what it is.
And on my app there, I actually like looking at weather in different places in the world. So, like, when it's crummy and raining like it is right now, you know, it's good to know that, like, Hawaii's having a wonderful sunny day. So
so you have that sick, weird, twisted sense of humor that I have, where you look up all the weather of other places.
Yeah, I just like knowing where it's at, and, you know, the other side of the world there, you know, just for fun.
I do the same thing, yeah.
I guess what I called about was, I know you had asked earlier about what our thoughts were about people of you know, that were Muslims.
Uh-huh.
And I had time to sit and think about it while I was waiting to get on the air. I'm a Christian myself. You know, I don't have anything against you know, anybody, obviously, I'm not supposed to. I mean, I'm supposed to treat everybody the same with the same kind of love and all that. I want to know because, you know, if there has been an outcry from the kinder, gentler Muslims that are, you know, that are practicing their faith, because the only thing that we are getting is what's coming out from the radical side. I mean, you know, I would love to hear from someone that, you know, is not out to kill, you know, on a jihad to kill everybody that's not in their faith. You know, I would love to hear from them and say, oh, you know, that's just people that, you know, maybe are off the deep end or something. You know, I don't know, but I would just love to hear from somebody that actually is sending out a little love vibe or something, you know, toward Americans and, you know, pretty much anybody else, you know. So that's just kind of...
You know what? You know what? I agree with you. We'll have somebody on the show. There's a guy named Salim Siddiqui who's a comedian. He's actually really funny, and he's Muslim. And we'll have him on the show, and I'll make sure everybody knows when he's coming on, and he can talk about it and some of the misconceptions and all that sort of stuff. But you make a good point, and the point is this. You really don't hear too many people sticking up. It'd be like, it's like Christians sticking up for Christian values, or when Christians get hammered about something, you say, well, that's not true. Not all Christians are like that, and not all Christians say that, and not all Christians are blamers or whatever.
Right, misconceptions, right.
Right, but you don't really hear that very much. It's surprising. And I think that's part of the problem, is there isn't a thread, at least in the United States. I mean, it certainly exists, but you don't hear a lot of it. Because, frankly, nobody wants to say anything, and that's too bad, because I think that's how you would be able to change things. Because, I mean, let's face it, once that happened in New York and the Pentagon and in that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that did change all of our attitudes. Because, you know, I was in New York, and you had people in Jersey cheering, Muslim people cheering that the towers went down. That was awful.
Yeah, that is hard. Yeah, I mean, and I know that at the time, the president then, you know, Bush, he was like, you know, we shouldn't have any kind of retaliation against, you know, any Muslims here, but it was hard not to feel anger, you know, when you hear that kind of stuff, you know, or at the time you was hearing that kind of cheering going on. I mean, it was hard to, you know, I guess have a right perspective about them and what they were thinking. And one other thing, I guess I know that President Obama, you know, he has this meeting going on right now with Saudi Arabia and all that, but you know, I know, you know, Israel's our ally right now, you know, as of right now they are. Has he already made a trip over to Israel, or is he planning on making a trip to Israel? Because I think that we need to, you know, show some support for them as well.
No, in this trip he's just Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and that's it, unless that it gets extended. But this isn't one to Israel. Remember, Netanyahu had just been to the United States, how long ago? Was it 2.5 weeks ago? But he's not right now, but you're right. You make a good point. You'd think he's got to be able to do that, because if I'm Netanyahu, I'm feeling a little squeezed out, especially with the whole Iran thing. And constantly, just the other day, Ahmadinejad was out saying, oh, the Holocaust is just made-up fantasy nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, history's got to document it so well. Somebody like that just must not know history, I guess. Or they don't know how to turn on the TV or open a book. So.
Yeah, and I think it is it's anti-Semitic. I think he's just trying to slam Israel.
Right, it wouldn't matter what it was,
Right, and just insult them, because it is, like you say, it's very well documented. You can go and tour the concentration camps and go to the Smithsonian in New York even, and there's displays, and it's not... So, and it wasn't that long ago, so we're not talking about digging through thousands of years of did this exist or not exist. Hey, as always, great call, buddy. We love it when you
call the show.
Thanks. And you can call, too, 800-259-5791. Love that we share that same crazy disease. On my iPhone right now, I have Cupertino, New York, Dallas, Philadelphia, and Kahului in Hawaii. Hang with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
Category of, oh, give me a break. You guys are going to love this. Check it out. In fact, we might have to push him in the dungeon just for fun. But a guy in West Palm Beach is suing the Cheetah Nightclub. You want to know why? He's saying he was permanently injured because a dancer kicked him in the head. The guy's name is Michael Ireland, and he filed a suit against Cheetah Nightclub saying that Shakina Shagir, I love that name, Shakina Shakir, kicked him without warning. So, and boy, the way it went down, the manager is disputing what he's saying. He's saying that Ireland violently slapped her on her buttocks, and she was walking around the top of the bar, and I guess out of a natural response, she turned around and kicked him. And he refused medical attention and came back in the club and had some beers after that. So this dancer, who also has a stage name, boy, isn't that a stage name already? Sakina Shakir has a stage name of Suki. And Suki, who's just 5'1", now might have to go into the courtroom and describe her version of what happened. Sounds like a case for Judge Judy, doesn't it? Perfect for Judge Judy. Crazy. Anyway, let's put Michael Ireland. Do we have the dungeon, Donovan? He's got it.
No windows and no doors.
Yeah, sorry, Michael Ireland. I just cannot weep for you. You were getting bombed in a strip joint. And so you apparently gave a little slap to the fanny of the stripper who decided to kick you in the head. Don't think you're going to win that lawsuit. Of course, that's a he said, she said, and then the club owner gets involved, and oy vey. That's a bogus lawsuit, right? That probably will get thrown out. We do this thing here on the show called News You Can Abuse, but I just couldn't resist this one. And I wonder how many people can relate to this. Has everybody listening to me at least once, at one point in your life, have you participated in some sort of tug of war? I never really liked tug of war because I'm too little. So if, you know, at I'm barely five five, right? So I'm not tall and strong upper body strength. And I think it's always tough. And so a Chinese man lost his hand when it was ripped off at the wrist. No joke. I mean, his hand was ripped off during this tug of war contest. He was on the beach and five of his buddies were with him and they took the back position, and to stabilize himself, he wrapped the rope around his wrist and then threw the loose end over his shoulder. So it looked like it was going to be a tie, but then people in the audience rushed out to help both sides so that there would be a winner. And the guy apparently was screaming for people to stop, but he was kind of quiet, kind of quiet voice. So when the competition stopped, people noticed the man's injury. His hand was reattached in a five-hour operation, but it's still going to be a couple of days before they know if the surgery was successful or not. Oh, I will not be doing that tug of war thing anytime soon. All right, let's go out to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hey, hon, I don't want to take too much time from my call. I should do a whole segment with you. I'd give $1,000 to your favorite charity if you do a whole segment with me one day. listen, hey, tell the kids never wrap the things around your wrist. I love tug of war. It's like every other summer I hear about someone wrap the rope around their wrist and it gets pulled off.
Oh.
I think it's microsurgery is easier if it's sliced off. When it's torn off, oh my God! It happens. Like another guy a couple years ago, the same thing. They wrap it around. I'm a pretty strong guy. I love doing tug of war. I would never wrap a rope because you don't know when that one tug. But that's just terrible. But
so
I.
So you just put your two hands on it. So you're telling
that's
the kids.
That's it. That's right. You tell everybody you know. Don't ever wrap it around an extremity because you're going to lose it. You know, wrap around your head. But really quick, two calls ago, the fellow was talking about the Muslim folks. But we talked about this the other night, and I'll try to make this fast because I got a lot of topics. But he was talking about Muslims, you know, whether or not they appreciate or agree with the jihadists. Stephen Emerson wrote the book American Jihad. If I could ask that fellow, get Stephen Emerson's book American Jihad. There's a good guy Muslim called Stephen Schwartz. He's a Sufi Muslim, S-U-F-I, Sufi. Read his work, Stephen Schwartz. And Amir Tahiri, they tell you about what's going on in the Muslim world, so you have to educate yourself. But here's the problem that I have with Obama being over in Saudi Arabia. And by the way, when the gas prices went up, oil prices went up, we heard speculator, we heard Bush, Cheney, Halliburton. How come we're not hearing a damn thing about this? When Bush went over there, supposedly he kissed up the Saudi Arabian prince. Now he's over there, he's looking for guidance. And now he's extending he's talking about his Muslim roots. During a campaign, he said he was a Christian. He wasn't a Muslim. He didn't have anything to do with it. This is lie after lie after lie. What he did with the car dealerships, apparently Republican car dealerships that donated to Republicans, he's trying to shut them down. This guy, I told you, you laughed. It's impeachable what he's doing. But what I really called about was Michelle Malkin's column, and we talked about this the other night, how the guy who killed the abortion doctor was getting all of this press. And we're not hearing nothing about the fellow that killed the two people at the recruiting center. She goes on and on and on talking about how all these people, and she names one guy, Ali Muhammad, who's in Peter Lance's book. I know I sound like a broken record, but she goes on and on about how these Muslims are here. Read Stephen Emerson's book about American Jihad. They're still here trying to. They're going to try a Mumbai style attack. The Al Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn. They were celebrating there in Brooklyn when the towers went down. They just had CNN about the Somali men that went back over to learn how to be suicide bombers and going to try to come back here. What else do you need to learn, America, about, you know, we have to shut the mosque down. Now you're saying, oh my God, Mark, you can't, you know, you go out on the street, they'll shoot you for saying that. Somebody better do something because they're being recruited in these mosques.
Yes,
and I
absolutely.
Look, it's not a peaceful religion. And the reason England is falling is because there's so many that have immigrated there, and Ireland also, and they're putting money in the banks over there. So the politicians are kissing their rear ends and refuse to close the door. And that's exactly what's going to happen here. And you heard about this. They want to do this biological weapon through the Mexican tunnels. Supposedly they want to hook up with American militiamen. I mean, this is a farce. They're going to hook up with MS-13. And these other groups down there that would, the Latin American groups that would love to see us killed, like the Hugo Chavez and the rest of them. So it's just going off in all these directions, but they're not going to hook up with militiamen. And really quick, did you hear about the Continental Express airline said a missile was fired at his, his plane? Someone else had said that the Russian missiles, the fuel doesn't degrade like the American missiles. So the Al-Qaeda's getting them from the battlefield in Afghanistan. You think they don't want to shoot an airliner down? You think they don't want to destroy us? It is radical Muslims. It is the jihadists. And maybe Barack Obama could ask the Saudi, they're going all around the world, the Saudi Arabian kings, they're funding the Wahhabist mosques and schools and madrasas all around the world, the madrasa that Obama was at. Could he ask him to stop this garbage? You see, America, I know I touch on a lot of different subjects, but you need to do your research and realize they're here. They still want to hit us. And at the end of the day, my last thing is to say, please, get yourself informed and be able to protect and defend yourself because this crap's going to hit the fan. Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate
All
you
right,
always
Mark.
Give me time.
All right, Mark. And Mark, he does do his homework because he totally believes in what he's saying. And he's right in the sense that there's no doubt because it's true. What happens is, and we've talked about this over and over again, and what just happened in New York with the four homegrown terrorists turning to Islam, saying that they hated America and hated the military. The guy who just popped off the two guys who had gone through basic training in Arkansas and then were just hanging around at the recruitment center, not doing anything to anybody. One shot in cold blood down on the street, and the other one, of course, hospitalized and now still in stable condition. It's very, very scary times, absolutely. But it's politically incorrect to talk about, as Mark knows, and that's what he's saying, that you have to keep your eyes open. And yes, there still are many peaceful Muslim people, but they need to sort of step out of the shadows and say, look, we're here and we're not part of what's going on with the jihadists and all the nonsense, and that's why we're in America, because some people fled to get away from all of that. AmericaTonight.net, that's where you can send any of your comments. Each and every night we go through an email segment. Maybe yours will be the next to be heard on the air.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.